At least 31 people were killed and 190 wounded when three explosions hit Brussels on Tuesday morning, the first two at Zaventem Airport and the third on a subway train near European Union headquarters. Belgian federal prosecutor Frederik van Leeuw called all three explosions terrorist attacks, and ISIS later claimed responsibility for them, the Associated Press reported. Belgium raised its terror threat to the highest level for a serious and imminent threat. Here are the key details to know. Three explosions targeted transportation hubs in Brussels. Two blasts hit Brussels airport around 8 a.m. local time. The first explosion tore through the departure hall, while the second happened minutes later in another area. Images and videos shared on social media showed shattered windows, fallen ceiling tiles, and broken glass scattered around the departure hall, while a plume of smoke was also seen rising from the terminal as passengers fled the area. A third bomb was later deactivated at the airport, according to the AP. Belgian Health Minister Maggie de Blok said 11 were killed and 81 were injured at the airport. The third blast hit the Maelbeek station in the city center, a short walk from many European Union offices, around 9:10 a.m. Brussels Mayor Yvan Mazur told reporters that the bomb on the subway train killed 20 and injured more than 100 people, the AP reported. ISIS claimed responsibility for the attacks. ISIS claimed responsibility for the attacks on Tuesday. The group said its members opened fire in the airport and said several detonated suicide belts, the AP reported. Police said a photo published in Belgian news media shows three men who have been identified as suspects in the bombing, the New York Times reported. Police posted a cropped version of the photo on Facebook and Twitter, asking for help identifying one of the men. One suspect thought to have fled the airport is now being sought by police after the two other men probably carried out suicide bombings, according to Belgian prosecutors. Chemical products, an ISIS flag, and a new explosive device containing nails were found during raids taking place throughout the country after the attacks, the AP reported. Transportation in the city came to a standstill. Hundreds of travelers were stranded in Brussels as all of the stations in the city's bus, tram, and subway networks were shut down in response to the attacks. The airport, museums, and international train services were also shut down, halted, or diverted. The Brussels Airport CEO said the airport would remain closed until Wednesday. While cities across the world boosted security measures, U.S. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson said in a statement that there is no specific credible intelligence of any similar plots against the U.S. World leaders reacted with compassion and unity. International leaders responded to the attacks with calls to strengthen alliances and combat the deadly threat of ISIS. "What we feared has happened," Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel said. "In this time of tragedy, this black moment for our country, I appeal to everyone to remain calm, but also to show solidarity." Heads of state in the 28-nation European Union pledged to fight terrorism with all necessary means after the attacks, the AP reported. In a statement, the leaders pledged to be united in the fight against hatred, violent extremism, and terrorism, and said the attacks only strengthens our resolve to defend European values and tolerance from the attacks of the intolerant. Speaking from Cuba, U.S. President Barack Obama called the world to unite in fighting against the scourge of terrorism. Other leaders, including French President François Hollande, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and U.K. Prime Minister David Cameron, condemned the attacks and expressed their condolences to Belgium. The attacks follow the capture of Salah Abdeslam. Salah Abdeslam, the sole surviving alleged perpetrator of the November attacks in Paris, was captured Friday in Brussels, the culmination of a manhunt that lasted more than 4 months. The city has been on high alert since the November attacks, after which Abdeslam fled to Brussels. Prosecutors said it's not possible at this time to establish any links between the attacks in Brussels and those in Paris, the AP reported. Belgian Interior Minister Yann Jambon said that while authorities knew more attacks were a possibility, They could not have imagined something of this scale and had no information about the planning of the Brussels attack. International community showed solidarity on social media. Brussels residents offered lodging or a ride to those left stranded after the city went on lockdown using the hashtag #IkWilHelpen, I want to help in Dutch. Facebook also activated its security check for users located in Brussels. Both the social media hashtag and the security check were implemented in November's terrorist attacks in Paris. Social media users expressed their solidarity with Belgium by sharing images of a crying Tintin. The cartoon character is a national symbol for Belgium. The French cartoonist, known as Plantu, shared an image for Le Monde of the personified versions of the French and Belgium flags, annotated with dates corresponding with each country's deadly attacks. This article posted by Tara John and Katie Riley and Charlotte MacDonald Gibson in Brussels.